sounds of every kind.
An ear full of music.
A little something extra.
An arm full of you.
Let me show you a few things.
You might have this.
Turn the radio up.
To the earful.
Your peace pipes. What up, Ty?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, bud.
Dude.
Wow. This is the Wild Magnolias to start the show. And these dudes are real funky Indians, man. I looked them up. They like dress the part. They got the headdresses, but they're just hella funky.
Like funky Native Americans.
Insanely funky.
Not Native like Americans. India Indians.
And welcome to the Earful. And with that, it just, you know, puts us right into the start of the show. How you doing, dude?
Doing great, man. Yeah. Happy to be back. Happy to, we're doing all this in the midst of much life changes going on.
Lots
in the world.
Lots of stuff cooking and changing up. And I feel like that's the elephant in the room, and we should probably just talk about that right
off
the bat.
Yeah, we can. We don't have to.
In a good way, but I guess the only foreshadowing to the Earful is we'll be kind of having a different format coming up probably, I would say, a few episodes from now. But I'm going to be relocating. I took a job someplace else, but know that our musical connectivity will not stop, and we will continue this show because I know I freaking like doing this, and I know Ty likes doing it.
I love doing this.
And I'll be honest, without it, I don't get my weekly dose of awesome music.
Yeah, man. And Tom, for those of you that don't know, Tom has been a musical brethren of mine for quite a long time.
We are brethren.
It can't go away.
It can't go away. And, you know, it's almost a new experiment on top of what this was an experiment in the beginning. When we started to do this as some bonus material for Ono Radio Show, it just propelled into something that we really liked doing, and we continue to do it. And we've amassed a few of these here episodes to bring us all the way to number 14, Ty. What are we calling it?
The Freaking 14.
It's Freaking 14.
Might get freaky.
Yeah, and with that, we are going to jump into 12 tracks here on this week's Earful. Ty does the honors of kicking it off.
I'll kick it at you.
Track one from Ty Guy.
Thought this was pretty tasty.
Super nice, Ty. Digging it.
It's a little sloppy, garagey kind of lo-fi rock and roll thrown at you. Spooky Mansion.
And what an awesome name for a band.
Right? Right?
As advertised.
This song is called Gone Too Far off their self-titled EP, Spooky Mansion.
Ooh.
This came out last year. But yeah. Got those kind of surf San Francisco vibes.
It's perfectly dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of good vibes, man. I read up on this band. They got a, you know, kind of like you just said, they're San Franciscan. They said they rehearsed at night in a surf shop, recorded during the day. I mean, they're like the quintessential.
Right.
They are their sound.
And
they're just like, they're that gritty band that's just popping up shop and playing.
Unparalleled music made for banging and hanging with chicks and dudes.
Yeah, I put that in there. That was an actual quotation about them on there. I think they're SoundCloud, and I think that's an awesome moniker for a band, any band.
Cheers to you, Spooky
Here's
Mansion.
Here's to Spooky Mansion. Kicking off track one on 14 of the Earful.
Freaking 14. Freaking.
Yeah, this one's like a slow, kind of a slow pitter into the song, but I dug this, man. This was pretty good. This is Louis Del Mar.
Bang, bang, let's go. She's hanging half her body out the car window. She's drinking every drop of the moon. Oh. She said it's
it kind of trickles its way in there. It's got this like Alt-J kind of thing going on, but I dig his voice.
I remember I did listen to this when it came
nice.
Out.
Nice. This rings.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really tight.
40 ages, used to be bravest. I used to be young, but now life feels so dangerous.
I hope you're shaking your heads out there.
I mean, the album is just kind of this pace, you know. His vocals play a very strong part in it, but it gets like dirty and dark and edgy. Ooh, harmony, yes please. Yeah, give that a listen to if you can find it, Louis Del Mar. And it's not the name of one person; it's actually they're a duo, so it just totally fucks with you even more. This is a tie pick. I like this tie.
You ever get down on these guys
never.
At all?
No.
I've been kind of in a little bit of a stoner rock,
totally stoner
doom,
rock. I love
sludgy
it.
Kind of vibe the last couple weeks.
Ooh.
And man, yeah. This is Kausha Sui. I don't know how to fucking say their name. I know I've listened to it for the last couple of years.
I think it's Kausha Sui, yeah.
Something like that.
Kausha Sui.
Yeah. Danish instrumental psych rock stoner rock band. Yeah.
The Danes, maybe.
And,
the great Danishes.
They have a couple albums that are really winner albums.
Oh.
I mean, you would love it. I'll send you shit later,
okay,
my
please
friend.
Do.
But, if you guys get down on the stoner rock train, this is definitely one to light a fatty to and kind of rock your ass out.
Get lifted. Super tasty tie. Thank you for that.
It rides pretty hard.
It rides
baby. Hard.
This is a funkier ride here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, baby.
Oh, hey, girl, what you do?
Oh, shit. What did he say? I don't care. You heard the man.
Get
down. Oh yeah, man. This is Basement Freaks talking about dad, featuring Georges Perrin. Don't know who that is, but this is off their album Time Machine. It's a 2016 album. Oof. Listen to that shit. I mean, they're taking you back. They are purposefully doing this, and I'm loving it. I see why the album's called Time Machine. Yowzer trousers.
Freaking.
Those are definitely
funky
break beats. And
yes,
that's apparently from brainchild of DJ George Fotalis. Fotalis. Can't even say it's some crazy Greek name. But I'm digging it, man. It's
delicious.
It is. It's just breaky. The album's pretty good, and apparently he's got quite a discography. He's got a bunch of albums in this vein, and just funky break beats. You want that? Just go get him.
Basement Freaks.
And then he breaks it down, it makes it all cool now.
Good lord.
Okay, let's depart from Funk City and over to Thailand.
It's not so big a world outside. So if you wanna go, alright, just leave it on your way out. In the night, can't say whether this is good or bad.
Gotta let it ride.
There it is.
Yeah, man.
This is swank, Ty.
Juveniles, you ever get down?
Have not, dude. I gotta say,
that was a new find for me.
First time listener, first time liker. Yeah.
There's definitely a couple albums of theirs that I really enjoyed, but this song is "Love Me Forever" off of their newer album "Without Warning."
And it's very tasty. Very, very electro pop.
You know, got that electro pop French thing going on.
It actually says this is a Yuxek mix. That's our boy Yuxek from whatever last Earful. Yuxek made an appearance.
This is his
mix.
Our brain,
our brain waves. They may move apart, but it's a weird. We got a weird little ether of Earfulness. That's good, man. This is like solid,
back and
man.
Forth. Ooh. Yeah, it's a tasty song. Good album.
Let them love you forever. Like it. Yeah, it's good. Get it. Oh my lord, the horns, like it wasn't enough already. Awesome. Get on that Juveniles train.
Dance on it.
Oh, and they break it down?
They're going to break it down.
All right.
Watch out.
Let Blend break it down for you. This was an interesting find.
Is it about to get disco?
Wait for it. All deep, all down there, just like, yeah, playing around. It's nice. Takes his time with it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is a Blend. The track is Sparkle, and it's off of the Green Collection.
Like there should be like Tai Chi, like hardcore Tai Chi dancing going on. Montage of it with
this must happen. Yeah, he's a China-based DJ, but he's pretty badass. He doesn't have much. He has like a lot of singles, not a lot of full albums, but I was digging his stuff, man.
Blend.
Digging that stuff.
Blending.
And if you dig the stuff, as we talk about here and let you listen to on the Earful, we always tell people to go out there and grab this music. Go to a record store. Go support your local record store. It'll pick up an album you want to listen to. Or go to a show. Support that artist. We're all about giving back to the community that gives us the jams, people.
They give to us. They make our everyday that much better.
Yeah, dude.
I'm happy to give back to them.
Yeah, man. It's cool. And, you know, just do it in the way you want to do it. And there's so many other awesome kind of digital options, too. You can just find music. Music is at your fingertips. That's how freaking badass this is.
Readily available.
Hence what we do, you know, here every week. We're just kind of sifting through it on our own, sharing it. And maybe you like it, maybe you don't. And you should share with us, too. And that's what we encourage our listeners to do. Throw us what we should be listening to, and maybe we'll listen to it.
Well, don't get it.
Do not get ahead of yourselves. Moving on. Okay, Ty, what is this?
This is one of those dreamy Japanese girls singing some stuff.
I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it, Ty. She's
probably
on a unicorn.
There's
and
probably
it's like,
glitter.
It's beautiful.
There's,
oh, my God.
Lots of fog machine.
It's so beautiful.
Some bokeh.
Yeah, it's nice.
There's been a lot of kind of down-tempo stuff that's been coming out lately.
Okay.
And I don't know if I got caught up in that wave, but...
Ooh.
I do like the style, man. It's
very atmospheric. It's pretty.
It is.
Her voice is very nice. Who is this?
I believe they call it Kush, but it's C-U-U-S-H-E.
I would call it Kush.
I don't know. Cushy? Cush?
Cush.
We Can't Stop is the song off Nightlines, an EP that came out in 2015. And that
so
that,
dreamy.
The description is exactly right. She's Kush is a Kyoto native dream pop artist.
Mm.
Serves her mesmerizing airy vocals as the main instrument.
Oh, she's got quite an instrument.
I know, it's pretty chill.
Zen as hell. Zenning out. Everybody just zen the shit out.
Moment of zen.
Excuse me while I trim this bonsai tree that I have right over here near my earful laptop.
Just a very little bit.
I liked it, Ty. I really liked it.
Bring it on back.
All right. Get those shoulders moving. Come on now. It's like a warm fucking pat on the back.
All I need is a little more from you. Never meant to put you through this test, oh yeah. Cause
oh, yeah.
I know that I never did trust you. Cause you know I can't always be my best. And that's why your love is a weight off my shoulder.
This track is Over My Shoulder by Two Another, London electropop duo. They got melancholy vocals and that sultry production.
Turn it up in the club. Do the sexy dance.
Oh, baby. Don't look over that shoulder.
That's why you look over my shoulder. Look over my shoulder.
Sexy.
It's what I want, girl, really ain't worth debating.
Oh.
I just need your trust to get me through.
Hit me with that synth.
She coming at me like a storm. She digging holes so I could fall in.
Yeah, man.
Baby, is it worth it for you?
It's a nice drive.
Cause I've given you anything you want. But you ain't done enough for me, my love. I won't come back from love.
I don't know, man. There's just something about a synthesizer, dude. It just gets you. It suckers you. It's like the harpoon, man.
Been dancing a lot over here this episode.
Me too, man. Yeah, dude. We've been dancing. That's what everybody does when they listen to the Earfall. They dance. Hopefully, if you're driving, do not dance and drive. We do not endorse that. Please. We can't have another lawsuit on our hands.
Control yourselves.
Control yourselves. Ooh, Ty. Take us up, Ty. What we got, Ty?
It's time for some more stoner rock, my friend.
So good. You've had some really choice stoner rock picks on this episode.
Psychedelic progressive space rock.
Soink!
This is Lunar Dunes.
Love the name.
And this track is Pharaoh's Dream off Galaxy. Like Galaxy, but with, you know, a wavy C at the end. G-A-L-A-X-S-E-A. Came out this year.
This is good. This is straight up spacey rock. I love it. Spacey as fuck.
This is another album I really...
Ooh.
Taste Train is
Get it, fruitful. Get it. Lunar Dunes, man. It's dope. It's like an awesome apartment complex on Mars.
The gentrified neighborhood. Yeah, man.
Wow.
Some odd horns in the background. Little modulation.
It's good.
Another highly recommended.
Very nice. So is this band been around for a while, or is this?
They have been around for a little while. They have at least four or five different albums. I think I've only listened to two, but they're both
nice.
Quite tasty in the realm of stoner rock.
Yeah, stonerific. Shake your booty, shake your booty.
Arranged
She's got a nice voice. This is Diane Birch. This track is Kiss Them For Me. And it's off of The Velvet Age. This whole album is her with the phenomenal hand clap band behind her.
Ah.
And you can tell.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I love those
It's
guys.
A nice mixture.
Hell yeah. Good find, Tom.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so like Diane Birch is an American singer-songwriter. She has kind of a, you know, that kind of career, and she teamed up with Handclap Band for this 2010 album. Really passed me up. I never heard of it. I dig her voice.
I saw the phenomenal Handclap Band. That was my introduction to them, seeing them live, and
wow.
I thought it was a great show.
Awesome, dude.
So I've been a fan ever since. And cool. I'm totally can't wait to listen to the album.
Yeah. Get it.
Get it.
Get on it.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out.
This was a great find that we both found, but we both let each other know that we found it.
Man, oof. They just played a show here. This is a Chon or Cone, or I'm not sure how you say it. I want to say John.
Cone is an interesting interpretation.
Somebody, I've heard somebody else say Cone before, but it's C-H-O-N.
American math rock band from San Diego. It's really dope. The album was like a solid album too.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like down-tempo electronica mixed in with crazy,
yeah,
like psychedelic. This math rock guitar attack. And,
yeah.
And the blend of it was really interesting on this new album of theirs, Homie.
So they've been around for a bit too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get on that Kron or that Chon train.
That Chon or that Cone or something.
So dirty.
Fire under your ass.
Wow. And with Chon, believe it or not, brings us to our final track. Track numero 12. On the Earful, we're going to go dirty, nasty punk, because I just need to get fucking angry and kick some shit.
All right.
My lord, I could do that all night long. Sorry.
It's going to kick over your mic, but you know.
I know. I was ready. I'm like, where's the amp? Kick it over. Yeah, man. This is Mike Kroll, or Kroll. This is 17 Age is the track off of Mike Kroll Is Never Dead. Just came out. He's apparently an American musician and art designer, which he likes to put in his creds.
Ah.
If his art design is anything like his grungy fucking gutter punk, he's a friend of mine.
Is that the Kroll?
No.
No.
Not that wrong. Woo, doggy. What? Oh, Ty, that was a fun one, man.
Dude, that's 12.
That went by fast.
It did.
I can always tell when we're totally jiving and we're digging on the tracks because it seems like it goes, boom, it's over. Pow, pow.
Yeah.
But we cannot end any episode of The Earful without throwing it to one of our really awesome segments.
Time for that seg.
Get it, baby. All right, we got it. Do it. Oh, baby. Spin it. Spin the wheel.
There it is.
And wheel is spinning.
And
well, that's interesting, Ty.
favorite shower songs.
Wow, this is going to
be
guilty.
I guess this is basically guilty stuff here. So, you know, songs that I guess we like, maybe lots of people, maybe is a go-to shower song. Ty, dude, what's yours, bro? Let's just throw it out there. Go ahead.
I don't feel that guilty, but a little guilty about doing Separate Ways, man. I'm going with Journey.
Ooh, I can see it now, Ty. He's holding a bar of soap. It's lathering it up. It's just, this is blaring right now. Ooh.
Got the right leg stump going,
you
know.
Oh, my God. That's a fierce. This is a very intense shower. Wow.
Definitely doing the scrub right now. Gotta get the soap done before I get into the main vocals.
And then all of a sudden, Steve Perry is just there lathering up your back. He's got the loofah. Yeah. I don't know. That could quickly turn on us. This is a good one, Ty. I got to admit, this is a solid choice.
Bloody Perry, Bloody Perry, Bloody Perry. Oh, my God!
Yeah, I know. It is. It's like a horrible urban legend. Me, I like to get sexy in the shower.
What do you mean?
Just, like, move
Journey's
around.
Journey's not sexy.
It's sexy. But this song just makes you want to just lather up, baby. This song doesn't know what it wants to be.
Getting in the shower, girl.
When I get home, babe, gonna light your fire.
Oh, yeah. Lathering up. Got it going on. Got my head and shoulders in.
Gonna wrap my arms around you.
It's so refreshing. It's tingling.
Talufa or not?
This is, of course, Exile. I want to kiss you all over. It's just too good. Like that. You can air guitar in the shower, too.
That's a good shower beer song.
Yeah.
Too.
Speaking of that, I'm a big advocate of the shower beer. I think everybody should just cheers themselves. Have a shower beer.
It's appropriate.
Have a shower wine.
We're in the heat of summer right now. You better shower beer.
Blistering
yourself.
Hot summer. And you should. You should enjoy yourselves as we enjoy ourselves when we do the Earful every week. And with that, my friend, I think we should just wrap this bad boy up.
Wrap
14.
It up pretty.
Oof.
Freaking 14.
Which was incredibly freaking awesome. It's always nice doing these shows with you, and we hope you enjoy listening to us. And who is us? We are part of Ono Radio Show. Ono Radio Show is a wonderful, badass freaking podcast that airs every Thursday nights, 8:30 p.m. on Mixler.com/Ono Radio Show. And there's a slew of other awesome things that the Ono Media Enterprise.
You can
umbrella.
Hit us on the Twitters at The Real ONRS. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook. Just search Ono Radio Show and you'll find us. You can always join the Facebook group and throw in for, you know, song recommendations and give us some shit if you didn't like what we played.
Be nice.
Be nice, yeah, come on. And you can always find our playlists on Spotify, too, if you search for ONRS.
We've been doing that since show one. I think it's awesome. We've actually compiled a nice little playlist library on our Spotify, and you should follow us. And we try to always post these up with all the song listings, some of the small liner notes we talk about when we talk about them on the show. But, yeah, I mean, we do this every week, and we want to continue to keep doing it, and I'm sure we will in many different forms and formats, but we thank you from the bottom of our earful hearts for you all listening and being really just awesome fans and just cool peeps, man. Just cool peeps.
We love you.
Well, that's it, my man. So the daunting task of picking us an out song.
What you gonna ride out on?
All right, buddy. Let's go out with something funky fresh. Thank you so much. This was the Earful 14. You can listen to, of course, all past Earfuls over at www.onoearful.com. And make sure to go back, listen to new stuff. There's new stuff. There's old stuff. There's all kinds of stuff on every past episode of the Earful. And with that, I'm Tom.
And I'm Ty.
Cheers to those ears.
Cheers, people. Jam on.
Hang out with the friends around. hope you enjoyed the music.